Tonight on Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, we're going to recap Season 41, Episode 1, A New Era. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Mass. I'm sorry, I screwed it up. I'm Mafia Pastor.
I knew you were going to do it. Mafia Pastor is awesome.
That's what I went with. Can you see me?
I don't know if you watched Mythic Quest, Jack, but there's this old character on it, or older gentleman on it, and one of the main jokes was that he kept like going in right up on the Zoom camera when they went into COVID lockdown. Anyway, excited to be here with you all because Survivor is back for episode 1 of season 41. But as Jeff said, drop the 4, keep the 1, carry over the 2. Square root of 7 is what
Jeff
this season
a,
is.
Jeff said a lot tonight.
Jeff,
this was 2 hours because he spoke for an hour.
No, Jeff said a lot, but you know what he didn't say? The word guys.
Yes.
Well, he asked. He asked permission, and they said yes, but then changed the mind a little bit later.
You could tell, because I wrote down, you could tell that they wanted to, that more people wanted to speak up, but it's like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that guy that speaks up and...
You know, I think it's one of those things, you know, just change it, you know, like it kind of feels hokey, but that's Survivor. Survivor's kind of hokey, so, you know.
Come on in, people. Right? Come on in, you.
Let's go, friends. That's what I say, because that's what they say at the daycare.
Okay, but if I'm not your friend, I don't want you calling me friend.
I've tried in the workplace, I've tried to replace it with all. So, hello, all. Welcome.
I've tried. And now if people come to me and say, hey, look, stop saying guys, I will stop saying. But, you know, I've been saying it for almost 60 years. So it's like I'm trained to, you know.
I'm 50 years old.
I mean, I do the best I can.
Okay.
You guys are echoing like hardcore for me right now.
Yeah, I think it's just you, Colleen. I don't know if you need to like drop out and jump back in. I don't know.
Is it me?
It's not me. It's you.
So feel free to just drop out and drop back in, maybe restart the computer. I don't know, but that should solve the echo issue if it is running wild for you, Colleen.
Does that sound better?
Huh?
I'm not getting any echo.
Yeah, no, Jack sounds great. I sound great, but I am picking up an echo on Colleen's audio.
I'll drop back out and come back in.
All right, that's really annoying, Jack. We've already lost all 3 subscribers to this show. But while we wait for Colleen to come back, now that it's just us guys, Jack.
I was like going, yeah, whatever people want to do, I don't care.
Well, this is you know, there's definitely a different vibe with this episode. You could tell they're definitely taking some changes. JP's hearing the echo out here, too. Is it an echo across the board, JP, or is it just Colleen? That would be the important thing to know. If it's now fixed. So let us know, JP, if it's fixed.
Well, it should be fixed. I had the settings on to go through loopback, but because I'm not recording anything, I need to change everything back. Mm. So that was me.
Loop back.
Colleen. Okay, perfect.
Just Colleen. And I'm still humongous here.
You're still humongous?
Humongous.
Well, it's because you're using your laptop, and I think it's just positioned different than Colleen and I that have a webcam. So it's a little bit different. But hopefully you all are seeing a higher image quality because I'm testing out StreamYard's HD cameras or HD settings. So it should have a higher quality.
You
stream.
Look spectacular.
Thank you.
Well,
can you change us though, so we're like, you know, all in better format, like this format? Thank you.
I'm not the producer, so I should be. The producer should be.
Where do you want me to be? You want me to be down here?
You should switch.
Right here.
There you go.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Anyway,
it does look good. The way your camera looks there.
Thank you. Anyway. Colleen Marie, yeah. Jack and I were talking about all the changes in this episode, and you referenced that apparently because there's a lot of these kind of like flashbacks to their real life and these close-up shots, and apparently that's how Australian Survivor does it. Do you want to expand on that a little bit, Colleen?
So I've never watched Australian Survivor, but I was paying attention to Twitter, and they were mentioning how the editing of this episode was a little bit closer to how Australian Survivor does it. So if I'm wrong, then I just misread Twitter, which wouldn't be the first or the last time that will happen. Yeah. But
I have no problem with it. But, you know,
I mean, I didn't mind it. Clearly, they needed to fill 2 hours and they were like, what can we do to fill 2 hours? Have Probst talk more with his, you know,
fourth wall
COVID
breaking.
Hair.
He broke the fourth wall like 17 times.
I actually liked that he broke the fourth
wall. I felt like I was watching a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
But I like that after 40 seasons and 20 years, like I'm okay with him acknowledging that people watch this show and like talking directly to us. Like I'm okay with that. Like
they're trying to give him a personality.
Look, if it's between that or Island of Extinction again, I'm going to take the fourth wall break.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's fair. That is fair. A lot of new elements to this season. Colleen, do you want to break down some of the new game features that were revealed in this episode? And it's going to be, I guess, throughout a lot of the season. First of which is the kind of the game that the kids can play at home. Do you want to kind of break down what play at home game is?
Yes. There was like a Survivor at Home game. And what they essentially did this episode was at the challenge, they like hovered over this like cipher that you had to do. Mm-hmm. And as a giant nerd that does geocache puzzles for fun to solve ciphers, I was like, oh, my God. And it's definitely very easy. It's like a level one for kids. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. What was the answer? The answer was
you're very braggadocious.
Sunday, it was like day one. It was very easy. Like there was a Sunday minus a sun,
it could have been that
day. A wand minus the D, so you know, day one. And then it was two lions. Oh, alliance. It was day one alliance. That was the answer. So spoiler for anybody that was really looking forward to
figuring this out. Do you have a bruise on your arm?
I do have a bruise on my arm. I don't know how
like
I got it.
Looks like somebody also like a ghost grabbed you, because it looks like you have like fingerprints and stuff like smudged around the.
No, that's just because I put concealer, like face concealer, trying to hide it.
Oh, okay,
and face concealer is way different than body concealer.
Can I just a couple comments in the chat? One, hello to the chat. I don't think we said hello.
Hello,
I apologize.
Chat.
But JP is here. Chris is here as well as Mandy. But JP says that the answer was be sure to drink your Ovaltine. So that is, I wonder how long it's going to take for the thing.
Y'all shoot your eye out, kid.
For the game reveal to be some type of advertisement. What? So in the world of Survivor and advertisements, what is the first kind of.
You get to eat at Applebee's.
Right? Is it Applebee's or Snickers?
I'm going to be really disappointed if it's not Outback.
Yes. Right? Outback should be the first one.
Like, I hope it's just like out and then like a picture of somebody's back.
is Outback still big? I mean, is it still?
We went to it recently.
We went to it like a month ago with the kids and they were like, we don't want to go. But we had to get them.
Nobody cares about the background story, but we did go to get Outback Steakhouse for the first time in generations, and it was just as mediocre as you remember it, Jack.
Cheese fries were amazing.
Those cheese fries, though, are so good.
Now, we had it delivered, and we got the cheese fries. Don't ever do that.
Ooh, yeah.
We did the takeout cheese fries once, and it doesn't carry well in the car.
No.
But JB, buy Boston Rob's book.
There you go.
Elena is here in the chat. Hello.
Isn't she your favorite?
She is my favorite. Sorry, everybody else, but Elena's my favorite. Okay, so
got it.
So anyway, yeah. So there were other twists. There was this
roll the dice kind of thing, or, you know, like the, what do they call it again? It was like
a die.
The beware advantage. Oh no, the beware advantage was the hidden immunity.
I wrote it down. It was the shot in the dark.
Shot
in the dark.
But you're too late.
But this is what I love about it is, sure, he's being more inclusive, you know, dropping the guys and coming guys, but he's still sticking with the serious innuendo with shot in the dark.
Thank you. I was just going to say that, but I didn't. I used restraint to let you.
He's only going to change so much.
In the words of Michael Bluth, there's got to be a better way to say that.
Oh, my God. So true. So true.
Mandy says in the chat, for the first time in years, I didn't have pizza and all the fixings for premiere night. Okay.
Fixins.
Use the vernacular correctly.
South, right?
It is the South.
Yeah. Actually, we usually do pizza too, and we didn't tonight.
No, we made stir fry. That's irrelevant. Okay, so we have shot in the dark, and you're too late. And then we've got the play it game home. And then what was this other one you were talking about, Colleen?
You talked about the beware advantage.
Yes.
And it was like, it was hard because I was very excited to be back on Survivor Twitter. And I admit that I did miss a few things that were probably important to the game.
They just said that there comes with some risk. I didn't hear an explanation.
I don't think we've found one yet, so we don't know.
Someone was close, but, you know, they gave up.
That's right. Elena, my favorite Casanova. I did the premiere with us last season, so that's why it was so.
Which was two years ago. No, it was October September 2019 one, because Dennis and Mary Ellen were here too.
Oh, that's right.
Did Jeff not have a hair cutter? His hair looked.
Oh my God. Okay, so Jeff clearly spent quarantine not getting a haircut and not getting his Botox because he.
Well, you know, I don't want to comment on someone's appearance because people are more than just their appearance, Colleen. I just think it's a little shallow to only be concerned with the appearance.
Well, she was trying to hide a bruise. So.
But
I don't know how I got the
COVID mullet on Jeff Probst, I kind of dug it. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of a neat look. Something different.
His hair was definitely it was very humid.
His
shirt was pretty wet.
Yeah, yeah. Are you using a Tide pin? Oh no, that's not. This doesn't look
Tide pin. Colleen.
But but he had that kind of hockey, that Canadian hockey player mullet thing going on.
Yeah, he did. But you know, he doesn't play hockey.
No. Also, he's not Canadian, and he has no street cred for that mullet. But whatever.
Oh man. So okay. That's all the things. I guess we've got to talk about
Survivor.
Yes. Colleen, why don't you take it away for our recap? Let's get into it.
All right. Do we want to recap or do you just want to do point by point?
Just point by point. Just major points. We don't have all night.
What's ever easier for you?
We're already 13 minutes in. Also,
Before we get into it, though,
I did want to welcome our fourth host of tonight, and that is Jack's squeaky chair.
It is squeaky, isn't it?
It is like.
Is it him or is it me?
No, it's my chair. It's
Jack. Every movement is a squeak.
I don't know if it's the chair or my body. It could easily be my body.
Go ahead, Colleen.
So I think that one of the biggest things that, you know, is out there, because it's hard when you're talking about a premiere episode because you don't. Like, you get these impressions of the castaways when they're doing their video, and then you get this totally different edit of them when they're actually, like, you know, in the premiere, right? But one of the biggest things I think that changed about the game this season was the fourth wall breaking. Like, we got a lot of the video backstory, which we talked about already, and a lot of like shots of the crew. And I actually thought that was really awesome. Like, I really like seeing how the sausage is made. I'm the kind of person that like wants to, like, you know, watch themselves get a shot. I had something removed from my leg like 10 years ago, and I asked them if I could watch instead of like having the thing over it. Like, I'm really big on like seeing things, and I thought that was really awesome. That said, okay. Getting into it, I love almost every person playing this game right now, with the exceptions being still the same people that I was kind of like met on our Survivor, on our preview show, and that would be Sydney, Brad, and what's his name? Voice? Is that his last name?
My two favorite are Sarah and Abraham.
So I love... Well, you know, you like them as much as you like the Chargers. That curse still lives on.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
Keep going. Echo's coming in still.
Oh, look at me. I've got...
It's almost like you're in the same house.
It's almost like we're in the same house. It's the gain on the back, probably. Or a setting. Anyway, this is very interesting. So
we have the game turned all the way up.
Nope. That was all the way down.
You're watching the game?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I essentially just copied Shandy's settings on.
Well, that was your first mistake.
No, hers, she always sounds great. I always sound terrible. I copied hers last week and I sounded better. Anyway, there's certain people that I hope go all the way. Oh, hey, look at that. You made it go away. Thanks. You're the best. Isn't he the best ever?
It's going to take him forever to get back, though.
I know, right? He came all the way 20 feet this way. That said,
he probably stopped to use the restroom.
He might. Jay. Oh, he's. He'll see it, Sherry. Highlights look amazing. Your highlights look amazing, Jay.
Yeah, my gray hair. Yes, it is. The highlights of my gray hair do look really great. Thank you.
I have a bunch of gray, too. And I got my haircut yesterday, and I talked to our, we have the same hairdresser, me and Jay. And I talked to her about covering them up.
You are getting gray.
We've got a plan.
Hey, listen, it looks great on Ricard. So gray looks
great. Ricard looks amazing.
So I'm down for it. But thank you, Sherry. Also, she really digs, my video quality today, so thank you. I stepped it up.
It does look good. I gotta give you that.
I'm not gonna lie. I got a new webcam.
Oh, so that's the chicken. I like that. The chicken. Oh, so you were saying it was a, so it's a new webcam.
Yes.
So going back to Survivor itself. Sorry, that was a very interesting tangent. thank you for fixing me, though. Mandy said that I was right about what we saw preseason. She loves Evie more, and I would say that Evie and Jenny both. You know, they came off as, you know, average, whatever, take it or leave it in their preseason videos, but their actual, like, confessionals and scenes and edits on the show, like, definitely, you know, there's a genie army out there, and they are rising, and they are going to be huge. I'm just saying, like.
A genie army.
Huge.
Huge.
How
huge.
Big? How big are they going to be?
To be determined. But anyway, we have some, I feel like for the first time in a while, there are only like a handful, aka like three or four, that I am like, meh, you can go home. Everybody else, I'm really enjoying watching.
Well, it's early though.
It is early, but usually, like, they portray people as whiny early on.
Well, she went home.
And you know what? I didn't dislike Sarah.
I didn't dislike her, but I got the first set of tears.
Well, you know, if you want to talk about, like, the tears, I don't care about the crying so much. I think that she made such a big deal about it that I think it put a target on her that wasn't there. I really don't think it was there.
Yeah, and I think that just shows her age. Like, yeah, when you're younger, I suffer from anxiety too, and things seem like a big deal to me, but I've learned as I get older that things that seem like a big deal to me are not a big deal if you don't make them a big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have to actively go through exercises sometimes when I'm super stressed in a public situation to be like, you know, this is only a big deal to you. Don't be that person that they're like, oh, she freaked out over this and it was nothing.
And I think that's a lesson in any situation where people get self-conscious. Realize that nobody cares about you as much as you care about you. And it's not usually that big of a deal.
But it's also like, especially young women.
It's not all about you.
But no. People, especially young women, tend to put a lot of pressure on themselves. And they feel like they need to prove themselves. They feel like they need to be perfect. And they feel like they need to always get things right the first time or else their worth is just totally destroyed. So I understand where Sarah was coming from. And I'm just saying, like, age and wisdom has taught me to, like, even if I feel like that, like, just, you know, internalize it, because it's going to go away.
I think we said it in our premiere show that young people have struggled with this game because of that reason.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. It's just they don't have the life experience. They you know. I love JD, but his problem is he talks too much.
Exactly. I like JD too.
He's a great personality. He's smart. He's got some, but he's like, he just talks to. He's going to drive people crazy, and they're going
to trust me. I'm married to one of those, and it's a lot. But I think.
But, you know, it's a lot for you. But then I go out and I internalize it for everyone else. I just externalize it for you.
But
you get the Sarah side of me. Everybody else gets, like, the Ricard side of me.
Do they, though? But I will say that
Ricard's a snake, though.
That's where, you know, if Ricard was maybe, like, a pre-season favorite, it quickly did, like, kind of fell a little bit back to me, whereas, like, he's playing too obvious. Like, I can see he's playing. So I thought going into this he was going to be my winner pick, and he is not, for the record. We'll find out at the end of this episode. But I think JD was, like, the clear person that would probably go home just because of the way that he was playing and everything. And I think just Sarah just made too big a deal about it, and that was that.
Well, I think they realize it's that first challenge was brutal. I mean, that was a brutal challenge. And if you're not a strong tribe, even though it does come down to the puzzle, I mean, that was a rough challenge.
Well, also, it's so interesting how both tribes for the, like, tribe challenge decided that they would rather have two people do physical labor in the hot sun for up to 4 hours rather than just, like, count some triangles.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because I do want to ask this group. Given the two things, like either doing the how many triangles challenge or the just go for the slog of just filling the water up, what would you go with? I'm going to ask Jack to answer this question first. Colin, you'll be next.
I agreed. What's the guy's name that looks like David from Schitt's Creek, the neurosurgeon?
Oh, the Colleen's favorite
voice. I thought he was going to be first out. I'm kind of bummed he wasn't.
But he's actually a pretty smart player. Because he knew that he said, he goes, I don't want to be the guy that goes ahead. He goes, okay, yeah, I'll do it. But he didn't want to be, because he didn't want to be separated. I'm like going, I agree.
I don't
with
blame
him.
Yeah. Oh, his name's David as well.
It's they labeled him as voice, but I think
He looks like the guy from Schitt's Creek. The whole time I'm sitting there thinking, I go, he looks
okay,
like...
fine. So if he looks like the guy from Schitt's Creek, then I reserve the right to here on out refer to him as ew, David.
Ew, David.
David.
Ew, David.
David. Anyway, no, I'm saying that in a good way, but he. Because I think we gave him, I know I bashed him, but just the way he looked on the thing, and I kind of liked his game as it went on. But I would have done the triangle one, even though it is a tough challenge.
But it's everyone's involved.
Manny wants to know, what was the triangle thing? I missed the explanation of the options. So it was like one of those Facebook challenges you see, like, how many triangles do you see?
And you only get one guess.
You only get one guess, and if you don't, that's it. You don't get anything. And or, you know, go with these little pans and you know, fill up these two barrels of water.
Can I ask something, though? The only thing that was useful in that whole thing was, well, I guess the machete, but what good is the pan? you have no food.
So, Jack, did you say you would go with the triangle challenge?
I'd go with the triangle. I wouldn't, because it's coming up to challenges. That's a physical, and you know, it's a short, Jeff already told you, it's a shortened season, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone as strong as possible. Why would you send two people out there to fill up two barrels of water?
It's a good question, but in the end, it didn't ding the Blue Tribe from winning.
No, it didn't, but I'm just saying, it just, you got to think long term, because the more stress you put on somebody, the weaker they're going to be for challenges.
Also, question, with the shortened season, like, does COVID not spread in 26 days or less? Is that why they did
No, I think they shorten it because they allow the quarantine time, I believe is what I read. Elena asked, David and Evie were not as bad as their bios led us to fear. Agreed.
I don't know. David Bloomberg was all over Twitter being like, David Boyce wasn't voted out first. And I was like, oh, God. I'm not going to listen to the podcast about why he wasn't voted out.
Colleen, triangle challenge or a barrel of water? What are you going with?
Well, at 5'4", I don't think anybody's electing me for a
That's
pretty shortage.
However, I feel like the more fair thing that, you know, puts the onus on the whole tribe is a triangle challenge. Also, why wouldn't a whole tribe want to do a entire tribe challenge on day one when you're not starving just yet?
I could see the yellow team not doing it because they probably couldn't find
the path. I mean, they couldn't find the path. Oh, my God. We didn't even talk about that.
And that was their reasoning, right? They were just like, we failed at that. Like, how are we going to do this challenge? And so that's where, for me, I would definitely do the water challenge because it's almost a guarantee you're going to get it. But, yes, it comes at a
pretty significant. Is it a guarantee, though?
They both did it. They were searching for idols half the time, and they still finished it.
I just wouldn't want to be the guy that got picked.
Absolutely. It is a draw the short straw situation. No doubt. It is a draw the short straw situation. But I'd rather take the guarantee than the...
Because usually that hurts you. Anytime, especially early on when you get separated from the tribe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It hurts you. And that's what David was saying. He goes,
I agree with Voice on this thing. Absolutely. Okay. Colleen, you did want to call out the opening challenge.
Amazing. First of all, Jeff being like, I'm just going to address all of you people in the audience was actually kind of fun.
It was like this.
It was like,
and you at home.
It was like, and camera 5, here I am. Looking directly at you, coming at you live from this random island.
This is the first time I smiled in 2 years.
Next week, I'm going to have several cameras positioned so I can be like, and you at home too. Like, it's going to be really nice. Just wait. Survivor 41.
Exactly.
I did like when they were looking for the last.
I know.
No, dude, it's not up here. You just get away from me. Get away from me, dude. Trust me, it's not up here.
Right? Jeff broke all the walls.
And how about paddling the with part, the anchor still down?
The best part wasn't even them missing the oar, because that happens, right? Like, that's something you could see happen every season. It was the, what color was it? The blue tribe that just didn't. And I noticed, I was like, why are they rowing so slowly? And Jeff was like, you still have the anchor attached, dumbass.
Well, they started out strong, but then obviously it's just a boat and they couldn't figure out. I go, how can they not figure out that they're being anchored?
I thought so too. I was like, kayaking is not that hard.
I mean, you could see there's a current, maybe a current, but the green teams is like, vroom, 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 just race right by him, and they're like, going, we're just not going anywhere. And what was the advantage of having one person jump in the water and get the paddles, the oars? What was the advantage of that? Wouldn't it be better just to hold all the panels on the boat and then just jump off? And
I think it was just to see who would be like the team player and like to create tension within the team.
Okay.
Team, the tribe, brother. But yeah, that was, I can't believe we didn't talk about that. That was an amazing. Hilarious.
I go, come on.
It was neat because it, if they're kind of escalating or elevating everything this season, it was a nice kind of twist on the, all right, everybody, jump off the boat. Carry what you can. There was like real stakes to it that I thought were that made it more, and it worked because the stakes made mistakes for both two tribes.
Yeah, you know, it is a new era though, so just saying.
Elena says, "I still stand behind Colleen and her David Reed. He did remind us he was a neurosurgeon several times, much like somebody that has gone to Harvard." They will, if they've gone to Harvard and do CrossFit, they will let you know as many times as possible.
Those are two things that people are very impassioned about. And like, you do you. You have your likes, I guess. I do Pure Bar. I enjoy it. It's great. The end. I feel very subpar whenever Jay's video is up top because I'm like, dang.
I look good, don't I?
You look so good. What are you doing after this show?
I'm busy. I'm sorry. I don't have time. Oh,
okay, darn it. Anyway, all right. It was so the opening when he's talking to everybody, you know, it was both like kind of sad when they're like people are talking about like family members who died, which again, kind of depressing, but also kind of real life, you know, in a country where like 1 in 500 people have gotten COVID or whatever. It was adorable that Nasir was like, you know, Jeff, you're my teacher and my dictionary. And it was like, can you say Botox?
Well, but, you know, I found out his first words were, come on in, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, poor Nasir. He's got to unlearn that word now, because apparently.
Because I learned how to speak English watching Survivor. And then naked man walking on beach.
But I did like how Jeff like had a you know some tongue in cheek there. Is like, well, I'm sorry that I was your I was your teacher. Mandy says, if I've learned anything from Grey's Anatomy, neurosurgeons think they are better than everyone else. I learned the same from Dr. Death. So
if I learned anything from watching Grey's Anatomy, it's a terrible show.
So can we? Okay. So David Voss, whatever his name, how you pronounce it. Can we just call him McNeuro?
McNeuro. Elena asks, where are you guys on the guys issue? I think we talked about it right at the beginning. You were a little bit late, but Elena, you're my favorite, so I'll allow it.
I'm sorry. I straightened my hair tonight, and I'm putting it to the side just so I could do my best, Elena.
Elena has great side hair. I'm just saying. Hashtag Elena, my favorite. No, but the I think just make the change. Like I think it felt a little hokey, like the asking them, because I even think like it's almost worse. Like when you ask a group of people, like the that trepidation of like I don't know.
Right,
I don't
nothing says uncomfortable white people like somebody being like, "Can I say the like uncomfortable cis straight white person?"
Yeah,
and somebody being like, "Can I say guys?"
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just like, don't do it.
On one hand, do you want a cookie for being like?
Yeah,
I acknowledge that this might be problematic, but on the other hand, I don't know. Maybe just take care of it off screen. Like
exactly.
Maybe ask
it doesn't
your
need
team
to be
of
a,
advisors.
It doesn't need to be so much heat.
It took so much heat a few years ago with what's that guy was touching everybody and the whole thing, and they didn't get rid of him sooner, that they have to say, oh, look what we're doing. Look what we're doing. Right.
Also have that whole like Les Moonves problem.
Yeah. Just make, if you want to make the change, like Jay's saying,
just make it.
Just say, hey, come on in.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need a pat on the back? Like, yay, Jeff, you recognize that this word might potentially be something that isn't inclusive of everyone that's playing
and,
the game.
And even if you want to do it because that's the, you know, the Hollywood way, right? Get credit for it. Then just mention it. Just say, hey, you know, just like the game's evolving. I'm evolving as a person and I want to be more inclusive with my thing. So, you know, this is one of my classic lines. But I want to just—it's going to change into you know.
I don't
come
even
on,
think
everyone.
That. I feel like he could just.
You're going to do it if you're going to just say it, but don't make it like a. I'm going to let you all vote, and then you all were kind of uncomfortable because it was awkward. I'm like, all right, they said it was cool, which he probably didn't expect, and so he had to kind of course correct and just do it, change it anyway, at the challenge.
Like, oh, damn.
There was no need to have two segments.
Yeah, and that was the moment where Jeff realized that he was in a position of power that nobody was going to like stand back up to
and
him and be like, actually.
That's the point. The point is, like, the people, like, if you're in a position of power, they're not going to be honest with you, and you have
right?
to make that
they're
call.
They're like, oh, crap, I might lose the idol under my pillow someday if I say, like, I don't like God.
You know, Ben said, you know, Ben was like.
Just compliment Jeff all the time. That's Ben. Jeff, you are so handsome.
I just like, you could get away, go do away with it. Like I said, nobody cares. Maybe
right?
half of the season. So, he's not saying that anymore? Okay.
Right. CBS.
It's not like it's that big a deal. It's not like the tribe is
spoken. I would have more respect for that because that's just doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Or keep doing
the guys thing and just own it. Like, I don't know. Like, just. Making a thing out of it makes it worse.
I say it all the time. Like I said in the beginning, if someone says, "Hey, please don't say that to me," I won't say it. But it's I think it's worse when people, "Hey, boss," to me all the time. I'm like, I'm not your boss. I get really uncomfortable with that.
I think that's a Southern thing because, you know, Zach at the toy shows, Zach helped me a lot this weekend. And the guy who was next to me kept saying, like, hey, whatever you want, boss. And just kind of kept saying it. And Zach was Zach's obsessed with like who bosses are. And he's like, so is that person really his boss? And I was like, no, it's just like, it's just a.
I don't like it because I take it another way.
Yeah. Chris agrees. You should have just done it without asking. First challenge, just say, come on in. Or say, come on in, everyone, or come on in, all. Like, there's just so many ways you could have done it without it being a thing.
Hey, CBS could have gotten like a whole extra, I don't know, 45 seconds of ad dollars right there, skipping out on that conversation.
They talked about it twice.
Jack's complaint about the. These 2-hour episodes being just chock full of commercials. Like, I felt it today. Like,
I felt it the second hour. The first hour didn't have that many commercials. It felt like the second hour they were like, let's throw in a whole bunch of filler and commercials.
And maybe it's because this is the only thing I watch on live TV anymore. It's just, maybe I just feel it more, but oh my God.
Because I watch a lot of YouTube now. I'm always like, all right, where's the skip ad one?
Yeah, exactly. Snap.
And we don't have a DVR, so we can't start late.
I know, because you literally could watch the start of the show at 9.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I did laundry in between, so I was productive.
I was just like, come on.
Yeah, and to Elaine's point, I say guys all the time. It's a New Jersey thing. I don't say y'all. I think guys is kind of everywhere but the South because I grew up.
Yeah,
up in San Diego.
I do say guys too, and I try to be better.
It's the problem with the English language. There's not a like inclusive term that you can say like you know everyone or like you.
That's
everyone.
Why I say friends. Hey friends.
I usually say you all, everybody.
And that's where I just shifted. I don't say y'all because I'm not Southern. I just say you all or hello all. Like that's how I. But I still say guys sometimes. I think the key here is just like trying to be better, right? And it just depends. Jack, you only interact with 3-year-olds and 2-year-olds all day, so
exactly.
I think you're okay. I think you're okay.
Our youngest grandson in the family. Mm-hmm. Now when he gets a commercial on his little iPad there, mm-hmm. he chucks it.
Ah, okay.
He throws it. I go, dude, it's like 5 seconds.
Well, he wouldn't have survived through Survivor tonight because he was like literally 80 minutes of commercials.
I don't know.
I might show it to him tomorrow just to see him throw the iPad all day long.
I don't think they were that bad. I feel like, again, the first hour was show, and the second hour they were more.
The only thing I got out of the commercials was the one show Ghost.
Though they show that a lot. And yeah, you know what?
That was the only one I paid attention to. I said,
I was interested the first commercial, but by the third commercial, I was like, I don't know.
I said, this would be probably a good, like, you know, Hallmark special, but this is not going to be a show that's going to be good day in and day out. I mean, I just don't see it. But I was like, that's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
I know it's been done before. I was thinking Beetlejuice. But then I was like, okay.
It did have a
Beetlejuice vibe.
Yeah.
For sure.
But you know what? If they don't sing the Tally the Bananas song within it, then it's dead to me.
But other than that, the other 5,000 commercials, I couldn't tell you what they were about.
Okay. Right. Getting back to the game, though, what did we all think about the 3-person challenge where it was Xander, JD, mm-hmm. and Danny, all people that I liked, to this island that resembled the Island of Extinction island from Survivor 40, but I know they went to a different place, so it wasn't the same.
Well,
and there was a lot of
weeds.
We
learned something about them. I mean,
yeah, he was bullied.
Yeah. He looks a lot different.
I to your point, Colleen, like it was nice because all three people I really did think were interesting, compelling people to watch.
Yeah, I hoped they all came back with an advantage.
Exactly. But can we talk about just that type of challenge? And was it Danny got the short end of the stick on that one? And I felt bad because he made the more, you know.
Ethical choice?
Yeah, and the younger kids were like, screw this, I'm going.
Yeah,
for
right? Well, the 21-year-olds, as we know, they were like, whatever, I'm risking it all.
Well, to be fair, though, they were the vibe, they think, was it the blonde-haired guy, drawing a blank on his name, he said, oh, I think they're going to be an aggressive player, so they would go, you know, risk it. Right? So.
Yeah. Yeah. And
anyway,
and no, I think, yeah, it was fun. It was compelling, and it was really cool to see, like, when they saw in the tribal. I think Mandy said, I got distracted and I missed it. They did not find out until they went. Yes, that was when they found out, when they found.
So Danny doesn't know, though.
Correct.
So Xander risked it. JD risked it, and they risked it, and they both got the extra vote. But we saw Danny said he was safe, so he's going to lose a vote.
Right.
Because they all had to be anonymous to win a vote, I think it was. But if anybody deviated, then the majority got the vote, and mm-hmm. the person in the minority got the loss of vote. So yep. because Danny didn't go to tribal this episode, he didn't find out that he loses his vote.
I'm, you know, the one sure thing
that, yeah. I think that's it. I'm sorry. Don't at me if I got it wrong.
What I found strange though is the two, was it Danny and the blonde hair guy, they did a great job of telling the story. JD, who's a great speaker, great talk. He was like,
it sounded like he was
Xander and Danny. Danny were like, smooth about it.
Perfect.
And JD's making it sound like, okay, you sound like you're lying.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, you literally sound like you're lying.
And he was telling the truth.
Yeah.
He's like, my hair is what, you know. I'm like,
and that's the problem with playing at 21 years old, is you don't know how to lie yet.
I don't know. I think you know how to lie at 21.
I know.
But I think he was so conscious of not trying to sound like he was lying that he sounded like he was lying.
Yeah, it was brutal. I mean, I would have been like, okay, he's lying. He has an advantage.
Right. And that's what they thought, that nobody trusted him after that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh boy, this is not going well.
But if that's the first time you'd seen him, you know, where he didn't have a confessional or something, where he's sure. not speaking. Okay. He's probably just nervous, you know?
Yeah.
But every time he talked more than anyone. And like I said, he was never shutting up.
Yep.
Anyway, I just thought it was strange. I go, dude.
Yeah, no, it was. I think it wasn't great.
Yeah, part of it had to be like editing, right? Like maybe he had conversations with people otherwise because, you know, he didn't get voted out. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, I think he's a strong player.
JD? I don't think JD is a strong player.
I think that he's enthusiastic.
Oh, sure. I guess like
physically,
in terms of like good around the camp, starting fires, all that. Like definitely came prepared. But again, I think that lack of awareness to how his communication is being perceived and he had no clue until Brad was just like, they're going to vote you out. Like he had no clue where he stood. And that to me, like the no situational awareness aspect of it is going to be his tragic flaw.
To Sarah, you know, young people don't play this game very well. He said something like
that. Yeah. And Brad?
Yeah, because Brad was also...
JD.
But it's so funny with JD is he's, you know, younger than Sarah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Brad, you know, a.k.a. Root Watch, as we called him last week.
Here's my I did want to bring up Mandy's question here. JD will be a strong player when he comes back at the age of 30 plus. Is this a thing where... you know, kind of throw the fish back in the pond, needs to grow up a little bit, get a little bit more seasoning. Do you see that in the future for JD if it is a short run here on his first time on Survivor?
I hope so. I like him.
It depends on how far he goes.
Yeah.
If he goes out next week, it'll be like, okay, he'll be forgotten.
Okay.
I mean, other than Francesca, who remembers people that go home early?
Well, we actually referenced this on the broadcast the other day, is Angie, who loved chocolate chip cookies, who was like one of the first people out on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember her.
Malcolm's first season. She was the one that kept talking about chocolate chip cookies.
The one that you, Colleen, was voted off first and stayed on Redemption Island the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Reem?
Reem was the best.
Right?
Everybody remembers Reem except for me just now when I couldn't remember who you were talking about.
Reem is queen, I believe, was
Again, but she stayed on the show. I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right.
It's different because how many times do they do the reunion show? You go, mm-hmm. I forgot about those people in the back.
Yep. So if he goes
out early, he's got to go far in the game for him to have another chance to come back.
She had the advantage of still being on the show every single week.
Yeah,
she had the advantage of being, like, you know, the mistress of Extinction.
And plus she was the edge of Extinction. She was interesting.
Absolutely. Compelling TV.
Like, she was like, dude, you suck. Dude, what are you doing?
Elena asks, true, age equals self-awareness equals better survivor player. I think there's the sweet spot, right? I think there's this old enough to have a sense of, or better self-awareness, but not too old to where you get physically really backed up because you ate too much at a reward challenge and then have to leave.
Well, no, just like physically at some point, like all of us, even those of us who, you know, exercise regularly and are in good shape, like we just get to a point, right, where physically you just can't do it.
I can contest that eventually your body says, okay, you play life too hard.
Yes, like there's no more greater example of that than if you go on IGN's YouTube channel and you watch today's video celebrating 17 years of Lost and how it changed the way fan communities and equity TV. And Jack and I did an interview on it. It was a lot of fun.
I forgot all about it.
So did I. And somebody sent me the thing on my Geek Dad Life thing saying, hey, you're on this. And he was like, oh, wait, you're being in it. Like, they had no clue that I did the Lost podcast, by the way. And I was like,
Now your cover's been broken.
Right, right. But there were so many clips of us, Jack, from when we were young.
I know.
I was like, oh my God, we're babies. And even you, you're in your 40s when we started or whatever. Like, it
42,
was
maybe.
But
remember, I was applying for Survivor.
Then. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and people go, are you gonna apply for Survivor? I go, there's no way. I couldn't physically do the challenges.
Well, you were 42 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jay, we are 5 years.
I know. I was 20.
I'm done. I have to go. Like,
I was 19.
I don't know what to do with this.
But again, my body didn't quit till I was like 55, right? 55, and then just said, "Okay, you're done."
My body's never gonna quit.
Your body was like,
you know, I said the same thing. I was gonna play hockey in my 60s, in my 70s, in my 80s. I was done at 55.
Yeah. I kept telling Jack, I was like, you try too hard. You got to dial it back. You got to live life like me and not do anything physical.
Jake can play sports until he's 150.
Listen,
he can sit on the bench of a sports team until he's 150?
Exactly.
I'm playing the long game here with sports. It's like, I'm not going to try until I'm 50. Then all my parts are still pretty much new and unused, so...
Because we had people in our league.
I don't know if I would present it like that. It's an interesting way to describe yourself.
I'm just saying, I got fresh knees because I haven't, you know, I haven't done sports. I got a fresh back because I haven't done sports. I've got a fresh brain because I haven't done sports. So this is great for me.
Yeah, I got nothing.
All right. Well,
I've had no concussions. No, was it CTE? I'm good. I'm golden.
Yeah, the knees and the back, I don't have anymore. The brain, I don't have because of Twitter, not because of sports.
Sure, blame Twitter for everything. Classic millennial. Anyways.
Does Facebook own Twitter? Can I blame it on
Facebook?
Thank
you, Elena. Thank you. This is why Elena is my favorite, because she understands.
Yeah, we need to talk about Survivor. Okay, so speaking of middle age,
let's close that with challenge and the actual votes because we have 10 minutes left. Go.
Okay, speaking of middle age, why did Tiffany not go home?
I don't know. I really don't know why they kept Tiffany around. I feel bad for
what was wrong with Abraham? He seemed pretty cool to me.
I don't think they trusted him. They said as much in the thing that he says a lot, but he doesn't say anything. They think he was playing the game too hard.
What did he do that was playing the game too hard? I honestly,
I'm just going by what they said. He says things without saying anything.
But this is where I have a problem with the casting, where, you know, people, and we've seen it now, where the people of color get voted out early in general. I'm just gonna call it out, and that seems like there's nothing that I really saw that he did other than he looked different than most of the other people on that tribe.
But he also, he was the one that's, he didn't ask about the, remember, they didn't decide as a tribe to do the water challenge. He said they're going to do the water challenge. I'm just throwing it out there.
I get it. But like other people.
I don't know.
I wouldn't have voted. Tiffany would have been my choice. Especially if I didn't know her backstory and what she went through.
The only thing I can think of is they didn't want to vote all the women out because what was that? That tribe was tied 3-3 and maybe there's a women alliance going on under this.
But Tiffany didn't seem to have any connections to anybody.
What's the girl that's going to Harvard? What's her name?
Shan?
No. Anyway, maybe she. I see what they're going to do. If they vote Tiffany out, then I would be next.
Oh, are you talking about Evie?
Evie, yeah. She says,
I liked Evie a lot.
Yeah, I liked Evie a lot. And she goes, I would be next on the list. If they vote Tiffany out, I would be.
So it's like a reverse meat shield, I guess?
Yeah. Well, she's just saying, she goes, you know, it gets down to, because it's hard because there's only six. So I think Abraham was, unfortunately, they just voted. I think the women stuck together.
Maybe that's what it is. I felt bad, and I was worried that JD was going to come. I was like, great. The two people of color, the first two people voted off this season. But I guess my point is the casting. It needs to be more diverse, I think, to avoid that type of thing. Because each tribe is like four white people and two people of color per tribe.
And it is actually more diverse than usual.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the more diverse, and it's still not super. I don't know. That was my thing with that. And that's all I'll say.
But so with the other tribe, going over to Ua.
Ua!
Yeah, I know, right? Reminds me of that stupid movie that I hate, that Ooh-ah movie.
You don't like the Scent of a Woman? That's an Oscar-winning classic.
We've literally talked about this, multiple times that I don't like that movie. And
why? It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. Anyway, go ahead.
Al Pacino, Oscar-winning performance?
Why we hate Al Pacino? I don't understand.
Dude, there's this
He's your people, Colleen. You are 98.7% Southern Italian, according to 23andMe. And how can you go against Al Pacino? He's like he's a paisan. What are you doing?
I can like Al Pacino, but just not like that stupid movie.
Wow. I'm offended.
I may leave.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's just whatever. Anyway, so maybe I'll get okay. Schmoopsies, JJ, we can give it another shot. Maybe
I already love the film. I don't need to give it another shot.
Yeah. Jay, you and I will watch it.
Exactly.
If you like, no, you have to watch Herbie the Love Bug with Alex still.
I know.
You've been betrothed to that one.
That's fine. I'll watch it.
Anyway. Okay. Maybe if you continue to have that spectacular lighting, I will reconsider watching that movie again and potentially changing my mind. Anyway, so Sarah, I don't know, like maybe there were other things going on, but I felt terrible because first, like her first confessional was like, my grandma died of COVID and we watched Survivor together. And I was like, oh my God, it's awful. And then it was like, you know, by the end, she's going home. And I was like, oh, this is actually super awful.
I thought they both handled it pretty well.
They did. Abraham handled it like 100%. Particularly well.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Sarah.
I would have been pissed.
I would have been pissed too. And I'm surprised that Sarah, who was like crying about, you know, everything pre getting voted off, was okay. But, you know, who knows what happens when the cameras don't roll, which is a sign of maturity, as we were talking about earlier.
As we were shocking about? What are you? Are you
I said
okay?
talking
are you
about.
Stroking out right now? It was shocking.
No, I said talking about.
You said shocking.
Yeah, I said shocking.
I don't think I did.
Two people witness it. That's all you need in a court of law.
What about Brad, who was like in front of Sarah?
Oh my God.
He was like, she's going home.
How did Brad survive this thing? Because holy moly, I was worried he's going to be a tool. No, he's just a dum-dum.
Well, you know, what's funny is my internet went out at that point.
Oh, it did?
So he was just about ready to give his, it was when there were the four of them were there.
He calls two of the four.
The internet goes out. So when they're talking at the thing, I said, he did what? When did I go, oh, that must have been when my internet went out. I had to reboot, you know, get the thing going.
I couldn't believe he just basically Russell Hanster.
He was like, you're going home because you suck.
Shan and Sarah, and they were in the conversation. Four people he dropped two is going home in the conversation.
Like, did he not know their names? Like,
that was my guess. I don't think he knew who was what. I don't think he knew.
Now, what was the reaction from them?
They played it cool, but I was just like, so me? I'm Shan, Brad. Hello. Nice to meet you. We've been on an island together, stuck together for 3 days. I could not believe that. And well, so,
to be fair to Brad, he was doing a lot of work around the around camp, so he wasn't maybe getting.
Was he trying to re-dye his hair? Root Watch 2021.
He raises beef for a living. Beef is what's for dinner.
I got a beef, and
take that heel.
You're gonna get the beef in there and fix the tractor.
We gotta do some shocking.
Gotta check the torn.
Yeah, we gotta shock the people.
And sorry, Saren. He's like, how did he become Boss Hog? I don't know.
I'm from Wyoming.
Colleen, I don't know. We've lost track of this. We've lost the narrative.
So I didn't see that. So now it makes more sense. I didn't realize he said it right in front of him.
So yeah, I don't understand how he wasn't. People didn't like coalesce behind like getting him out after that.
I thought
like,
they were. I thought he was done.
I thought he was done too. I was like, yes, I predicted he was going to be the first person out.
They wanted to keep the tribe strong and keep the hard worker there for a while, I guess. I don't know.
I think Sarah just overplayed it, and I think got her. That was Sarah's one, right? I think she overplayed it and got herself booted because they all voted for her, save for Jeannie that went for Ricard, and who went for Brad? Was it Brad? Brad may have voted for himself, I'm pretty sure.
No, I forgot my name.
So we put our name down on the thing, right? To make sure we don't get voted. I'm being really mean. I'm sorry, Brad.
I thought Sarah did a good job of calling out JD. Because usually when you come back, it's either you have a bowl of rice or a thing of rice or an idol.
Mm-hmm.
And nice. JD's like, I thought she did a good job there, but it was other than that, she was done.
Yeah, I feel bad for her because I think she would, I think maybe more if come she, back a little bit older, a little bit wiser. I think there's a good player there for sure.
Well, and she knew they were messing a puzzle piece because they were just on a roll.
Yeah.
And it came to a screeching
halt. She said it right away. We're missing a piece.
They're messing the key piece.
Right. And kudos to the editors who kind of made us think the whole time that JD, what was his name, was going home.
I totally thought that.
All of a sudden, you know,
they gave him so much time.
Brad goes, "Are we good? I thought we were good. We're good."
And honestly, when they were whispering around about how I was a live tribal, I was like, "Ooh, maybe you know this is going to be something very exciting, like you know, Brad going home." And also when he wasn't included at all, like everybody was like just going around him and Jeannie, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Oh, they're clearly like in the minority. That's probably going to be a thing next week." But
that's where you needed Sandra and Boston Rob in those spy. Yeah.
Oh yes, oh my God. I needed a Sandra and Boston.
I don't
Rob.
Need even the spy sack. I just need them to like do play by play, like an NBA game, and just have them like on the sidelines. And just like,
we have that.
Calling it. That's but,
or but they could do. We could do what they Monday Night Football would be. Two Manning brothers do.
Yeah.
They watch Monday Night Football and comment on the thing, yeah. even though Eli's like, oh. Anyway.
He's friends with Brad.
Mandy, yeah. the Ricard vote was Jeannie.
But, you know, a lot of us are kind of sour.
I thought Ricard voted for Sarah.
No. Who voted for Ricard? Jeannie voted for Ricard.
Oh, okay.
But I think a lot of us have kind of soured on Ricard. Maybe we can do some redemption after
this. No, I haven't soured on Ricard.
Well, most of us have, Colleen. I'm sorry you're not up to the speed with the rest of us. But I don't think Ricard will take like that and be paranoid about it next week.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Also, what do you think about Manny's question here? I really wish the new era of Survivor would have eliminated whispering at Tribal.
There's no way to do that.
I mean, you just say no whispering. But I kind of like it. I like the chaos, personally. I'm on the chaos camp.
It's fun once in a while, but when it's every week, it's like
every week is annoying. But
that's fair.
Every week is annoying, but there have been some fun tribal councils thanks to the whispering. Yeah,
it is.
You know, if you
except if you're like JT and you're whispering so loudly that everybody knows what you're talking about.
If, you know, if you have a strong alliance, you would do it just to freak out the other people.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I would do.
All right.
Anyway.
It is at the end. And it
yes,
is,
it is at
we,
the end.
Do we have
I am
any
sad.
Any feedback, Colleen, before we get into Let's Tally the Votes?
What were you saying?
Any feedback before we tally the votes?
No. We got a bit of feedback from March, but I'm pretty sure it's out of date.
It's a little bit out of date at this point, but that's okay
because March of what year?
We are
2021.
We are at time and we still need to tally
the votes.
Did
you guys stop podcasting?
Yeah, right.
Is this thing on? All right, so let's look and see how we did with our preseason picks. We had two going home today. First being Abraham. I guess it was Eric Abraham?
I just called him Abraham, yeah.
We all said merge.
Wow, they did a lot of last names this season because they did. Yeah.
So
we
no
all said
points.
Merge.
We all said merge. No.
Well, points. He should have made the merge.
He should have.
We that's all lost real bad.
I think it's lame. All right. So no points there. And remember the new thing this season: pre-merge is 1 point, merge 3 points, final three 5 points. We can only get 1 point here on this round. And then who was the last person? Was Sarah?
So Sarah.
Poor Sarah. Sarah Wilson. Both Colleen and I said pre-merge. Jack, you said merge.
What was I thinking?
You weren't thinking. So that's...
Ooh-ah.
Sorry. I hate that movie.
Colleen, you can't say that. Only Jack and I can say that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, I'm off to a great start.
We'll
I might
finish.
Well quit. I might as well quit.
We'll finish with winner picks, but who's going home next week? I will go first. I would go JD, but maybe he saved himself. And I'm with Mandy here. I think Ricard's going to be really paranoid.
Oh, you all shut your mouth.
Jack, you're up. Who do you think's going home next week?
I'll go the preacher.
Shan?
Yeah.
Shoot. I was going to say her too, just as a wild pick. Darn you.
You can pick her because, again, you would both get 1 point each if you were right.
Yeah, but if I'm right and I pick something different than the rest of you, then I pull ahead.
It's, you know, you could be like the Padres and get off to a great start. And then it's how you,
it's how
you finish the game, not how you end it.
Right. I could just choke my way through. I could hit a couple batters, score a couple records.
That didn't make sense
what
you said. It's how you finish the game, not how you end it, is what I said.
There you go.
Good see, take. When you get older.
Well, I'll edit it, Jack, so like that was your first take.
Okay, thanks.
I'm not going to do that, but think that I will.
I think Rishardi's in for the long run. So I... Oh, Mandy says the only time that she sides with you over me.
New lighting for the win. People are feeling
I was calling him Picard the whole time.
It's Ricard, not Richard. Ricard.
No, I was calling Captain Picard.
Anyways, Colleen, make a pick, for God's sake.
I'm going to go with David Voss' voice, only because I want to be different, and I don't like him.
Dang.
Wow.
Is it V-O-S-C?
16.
I think it's
V-O-C-E. Jeff, not 17%. 16.
All right. 7. Winner picks.
My winner's pick, though,
I will go first. My winner's pick is Shan. I love Shan. Dang it.
Shane? I love her, too. She's so great.
I really, like, to me, she is what I thought Ricard was going to be. Really subtle. She was in conversations with everybody. She had relationships with everybody. And that's the type of player that can go a really long time.
And she can hum a song.
Oh my God, we didn't talk about that. Them making an actual score of her confessional humming was spectacular. A wonderful use of money.
So I can go to heaven as long as I hum.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm saying Shan for the WAN. Jack, who do you think is going to win? Who's your winner pick? Remember, this pick is the only one that can net you 15 points if they get voted out.
I'm going with David from Schitt's Creek.
McNeuro? You think McNeuro is going to win?
No, David Voice, right?
Yeah, McNeuro.
McNeuro, the surgeon.
Oh, McNeuro. Sorry, I forgot that was your nickname for him.
Like I said, I bashed him last week, but he won me over this week.
No, you need to call him McNeuro.
McNeuro? I don't have to because I don't like Grayson.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we're not. Names. We're going with real names. All right, Colleen.
I'm singing with Ricard.
He's going to be discovered as a snake.
I don't care.
I'm just telling you.
I'm with Jack, though. I like this.
Ricky Tikitavi is going to take care of him.
Ricky Tikitavi? Who's Ricky Tikitavi?
You never saw Ricky Tikitavi?
No, I know Ricky Tikitavi. Oh, you think? You're saying a mongoose is. Okay, I got you.
Thank you. Jesus.
It took a second for me to get there. I apologize.
Not that,
okay.
Something fucking difficult. I'm sorry.
Hey, language.
First F bomb. It was Jack,
muddled.
Not me.
It was muddled. It was muddled. We'll leave it.
I apologize.
All right, so there you go. There are our winner picks. I am picking Shan, Jack, David, Colleen, Ricard. Who's going home next week?
I
think Ricard's going home. Jack thinks Shan and Colleen. This is amazing. Our winner picks, all three of us think one of our winner picks is going home next week.
Wow.
I don't know if that's ever happened before on this show.
Dude,
think of it as 41 as one.
So we're either horribly right or horribly wrong.
This
they
is
can't
spectacular.
Both be true.
We need to screen cap this and put that on Twitter.
Sure you can, I guess.
Oh, I don't have access to this.
Anyways, thanks, Mandy. It's just me and Mandy are vibing today. I feel it. I feel it, Mandy.
Is she now your favorite?
Oh, come on. Oh, Elena's being threatened right now.
Well, I haven't seen Elena. Where is she? Where are you, Elena?
She
was chit-chatting before.
She did.
Mandy has the distinct advantage of being in a time zone that is an hour earlier.
I guess so, but still, Elena and I had something special, but Mandy, I think she's my new favorite.
There you go.
Anyways, thank you all for listening. We super appreciate it.
Yes, and we want to especially thank our patrons, which make this show possible. We want to especially thank...
Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much.
Isn't Tack in France now?
But Tack from Tokyo has a better alliteration.
I know, but it's been I think it's been like 3 years.
Sure, it's Tack in France, but from Tokyo.
Okay.
Anyway, join us live right here on the Jay and Jack YouTube page, or, you know, if you listen to it, normal podcast styles, the same feed it's always been. And if you do listen to it on that feed, give us a review on iTunes. A 5-star review really helps out the show. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the like button and click on that subscribe button and the bell icon to be notified when the latest Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen is gonna happen. But for the record, it's about 15 minutes after every single episode. Today it was 10:15. Next week, please let it be 9:15. And it has been fun talking Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. To the chat, Mandy, Elena, JP, Chris, Sherry. Hold on, Jack. Here we go. It's always a great time. And
it's
until next time,
guys!
Hasta luego.
And goodbye.
Peace out, everybody.
Hoo-ah!